Depending on where you live, kids are already back in school or they're getting ready to go, so parents are doing their fair share of back-to-school shopping. This is something Martin Lindstrom thinks about quite a bit. He's the author of Brandwashed: Tricks Companies Use to Manipulate Our Minds and Persuade Us to Buy. He told us this is a time of year when retailers are using plenty of tricks to lure shoppers in.
One is the visual side. So they would never show a kid standing alone in some of the ads on the Windows displays. They will always show kids standing in groups, indirectly saying, hey, you're never left out. You're safe if you buy this bag or whatever.
So I'm seeing a picture of a bunch of kids dressed, you know, sort of well all together, and the message to me as a parent is I could see my kid there standing there in that group but wearing something that isn't as cool as the other kids.
Yeah, you can. And you have to remember when you combine that with all the other signals which are sent in the retail store, like, for example, playing that retro music, which you as a parent so much remember when you were a kid, and then you're walking around with a kid and you see, for example, like the mannequins, which no longer just are standing there wearing clothes, they're also wearing an iPad and an iPod. Well, parents are thinking, hey, I'm kind of out of date with this. I kind of can relate to it. I have those emotions because I listen to the music, but I need to speed up my mindset around this. And that's where they start to buy stuff which they don't need.
Has there been a study that shows that that's what retailers are doing and whether it works or not? Or is this just something you're sort of sensing?
Well, a mixture. First of all, we've done quite a lot of neuroscience-based studies on the effect of music on your brain. And there's no doubt about that if I do play music back from when I was 16 to 20 years of age, I get this warm, fuzzy feeling, and typically I'm taken back in time. If you mix that music with modern music, so you sort of have an upbeat version, you kind of feel you're not lost. You feel that you still are in touch with reality. So that music is used more and more in retail. Now, some of it, I'm sure, is by coincidence, and some of it is pretty well planned because you have to remember that sound is an enormous factor in a retail environment in order to create an ambience. So it is becoming more and more a calculated move rather than a coincidental move.
How important is the back-to-school season for retailers?
It probably is the third most important season. Of course, you have the holiday season, and then you have the January period. I wouldn't call the Black Fridays really a season. So this is number three, but it's very important for several reasons. I tend to say that this is kicking the consumer into spending action because they've been relaxing and really spending the money more on food and on travel than actually on consumer products in general. So this is the first, you could say, kick off into a spending behavior.
So for retailers, one big thing that's happening here is getting people into the brick-and-mortar stores, which is obviously something in this age is getting harder and harder for stores to do.
It's getting harder, and just to give you sort of an insight into that, only 6% last year actually bought stuff online, and today it's 28%. So that is the dramatic change we've seen over just 1 year.
28% now of back-to-school stuff is bought online. It was 6% last year.
That's right.
So a lot of pressure on retailers.
Enormous. And the reason why is simple. Parents today, they're very price conscious, and because still we can feel the financial pressure, it means that they're starting to do the work at home rather than going to the store because they know they're going to be stimulated to buy so much more. So they sort of keep themselves out of the bricks and mortar stores.
Martin Lindstrom, interesting stuff. Thanks so much for talking to us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Martin Lindstrom is the author of Brandwashed: Tricks Companies Use to Manipulate Our Minds and Persuade Us to Buy.